is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the war in Ukraine and a new Biden administration move intended to slow Russian ground advances. Correspondent Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
Sources say President Biden has now agreed to give Ukraine anti-personnel landmines, despite his previous support for a global landmine ban. Ukraine has reportedly agreed to use the mines in its territory only and in non-populated areas. This after Biden okayed Ukraine firing U.S.-supplied long-range missiles into Russian territory. The U.S. embassy in Kyiv is closed this hour, and the State Department's warned Americans there to take shelter, warning of, quote, a potential significant air attack.
A key decision could be imminent on President-elect Trump's choice for Attorney General Matt Gaetz and allegations of sexual misconduct. Correspondent Scott McFarland from Capitol Hill.
The House Ethics Committee is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats to get a majority vote at a meeting today to release the Matt Gaetz ethics report. One of the Republicans would have to cross over and join the Democrats.
Mr. Trump's chosen the WWE's Linda McMahon for Education Secretary and celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz to head Medicare and Medicaid services. Congressional Republicans moving to block the first transgender lawmaker among them, Delaware Sarah McBride, from using women's rooms on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
A man is a man, and a woman is a woman, and a man cannot become a woman.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
This is your priority? That you want to bully a member of Congress?
At least one death is blamed on a bomb cyclone pounding the Pacific Northwest with heavy rain, snow, and hurricane-force winds. Forecaster Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service.
The main thrust over the next few days is going to be a very heavy precipitation that's going to be persistent into parts of northwestern California.
Hundreds of thousands of customers have lost power in Washington state. There's a parole hearing in South Carolina today for Susan Smith, the woman convicted of murdering her two sons by rolling her car into a lake 30 years ago. State Rep. Tommy Pope prosecuted the case.
Around the state, around the country, people were looking for that car. People were looking for the carjacker. People were looking for those kids. They were praying. They were setting up vigils, you know, and we're really thinking they're going to be recovered.
Smith, who's white, originally claimed she'd been carjacked by a black man who drove away with her little boys. Neurologists are warning about an early sign of dementia. They say losing your sense of smell can predict what's to come up to a decade before other symptoms appear. S&P futures up 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter weather advisory is set for tomorrow. It'll run from 6 a.m. through noon for the area. At this point, the National Weather Service predicts a wet snow with accumulations between 2 and 4 inches. The warning says the morning commute could be impacted. Forecasters this year are doing things differently when it comes to temperatures and alerts.
They've surveyed the public, and they said, do you understand what this alert means and what that alert means? And most of the public says, no, we really don't know the difference. So that's why they embarked on this multi-year plan to simplify their alerts.
Meteorologist Justin Lowe says they're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings, and they'll be using different terminology. Again, a winter weather advisory for tomorrow. Racine County voters go back to the polls tomorrow. It's the special election vote for the county executive position. The primary is tomorrow, and the final election will be on December 19th. The position is open due to the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The primary election features four candidates, Lorenzo Santos, Wendy Christensen, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The two top candidates from the primary will move on to the final election in December. Some Kenosha County voters will be asked in February if they want to up spending by $115 million. The Kenosha Unified School Board last night approved the money request referendum to be presented to taxpayers in February. The district wants an extra $23 million a year, with a good chunk used to boost school security. If passed, it would result in an estimated property tax increase of just over $300 a year for a home valued at $250,000. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball. basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles this morning. Could see a few flurries by later this afternoon. Our high 46 with wind west at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 here later this afternoon. Tonight, light snow showers, breezy, low of 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers, windy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's expensive. You go to the zoo, it's like you got to pay to get in, pay to park. The food's not cheap. And then you go in there and the tigers are sleeping. It's like, really? I'm 70 bucks deep. You want to get a manager over here? Poke one of these things? Let's go. It's visiting hours. They had a lion there in the cage, just pacing back and forth. My daughter picked up on it. Like, I don't think he's happy. What's he thinking? I was like, he's thinking about killing all of us. That's what he's thinking. Then she freaked out. I want to go home. I was like, you know what? So does he. He wants to go home too. They didn't trick him when they painted the jungle on the back of his cell. Don't you love how they do that? They try and recreate the habitat with some painting. Like, that's fooling the animal. Like, oh, maybe I'm back in the Serengeti. There's my buddies over there. Just runs into a wall. Turns around, sees a bunch of fat people eating fried dough. I'm gonna do that, you know? My wife, she's been talking about going to Hawaii. I'm just gonna paint some palm trees on our wall. Yeah, she'll come home from work. I'll be like, aloha. Here's your Mai Tai.
Yeah. Ticket to Ride, the Beatles, 1965, for that song. It's 6:10, local news and time of the sets, WRJN. Having a cup of coffee this morning? Putting sugar in it? Stop. A study said adding maple syrup to your coffee instead of sugar can offer some major health benefits. People's blood sugar didn't spike as high and their blood pressure fell. They also lost belly fat and it helped with digestion. Now, to be clear, we're talking about real maple syrup. Loading up your coffee with Mrs. Butterworth, no, that's not going to help. Mrs. Butterworth in your coffee. It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits. Looking for, I hate to use the word, snow. Tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches possible. Yeah, better get the spider webs off those snow shovels in the basement and get them out, all right? Here's the Guess Who. Here's These Eyes.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no.
Guess Who, These Eyes, 6:14 to WRJN. Becoming sunny today, but there is a chance of showers, highs near 47. Rain and snow showers possible tonight, lows 31. Rain and snow showers possible tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches maybe, with a high near 41. Right now, cloudy, 44 degrees in Radio Park. So what were you doing when you were 13 years old? Think back. That was the beginning of junior high, right? Well, a 17-year-old in California named Sophie Park just became the youngest person to pass the state's bar exam. 17, but here's the best part. She got her law degree this year after entering law school at the age of 13. What were you doing at age 13?
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But
Beach Boys on what's going to be a snowy day tomorrow. It's snow showers, but somehow it just sounds snowy. When they say 1 to 2 inches possible, it just sounds like a snowy day. Yeah, I gotta dig up my snow shovels. Who knows where they are? 618 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Hey, Kroger Supermarkets asked people to name the top five must-have Thanksgiving foods. So you can only have five things on the table. Huh. So what would they be? Well, here's what the five Thanksgiving staples were, according to the most votes. Number one, 83% of people said turkey. Really? 17% of people said you don't need it, huh? Stuffing came out number two, followed by mashed potatoes, gravy, and pumpkin pie. Now, mashed potatoes technically is a vegetable, but nothing green even made the list. No green bean casserole, which is fine with me. Nothing like that. It's 618 at WRJN. Hey, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Boy, Jay Leno, what a trooper. Pete Schwabba tonight and every weeknight, 6 to 8 o'clock on their sister station, WAUK, AM 540.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to.
Gay, what's going on? 625. Make it 626 now at WRJN. Hey, think sitting in traffic sucks? How about living in it? A couple in the UK refused to sell their house when a roundabout got built around it. So now they can only get out twice a day during rush hour. Who wants to live in the middle of a roundabout, huh? All right. Here's Elvis. Here's the Jailhouse Rock.
Walking through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the Jailhouse Rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the Jailhouse Rock. Number 47 said to number 3, you were the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the Jailhouse Rock with me. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the Jailhouse Rock.
The Jailhouse Rock, local news in San Luis, it's WRJN. Well, we have a chance of showers today, then becoming sunny with a high near 47. Rain and snow showers possible tonight, lows 31. Rain and snow showers tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches possible. Oh, no. Highs near 41 degrees. Right now it's cloudy and 44 degrees here at Radio Park. Green tambourine, 11 pipers.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Held it for me. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Green Tambourine, 11 Pipers, 630 at WRJN. In a brand new poll, 24% of people say, that's enough with the drums. the tambourine there. Yeah, let me know when it's done. Okay. In a new poll, 24% of people say they've experienced the awkwardness of getting an unwanted gift from their boss. I never had that problem. I never got a gift from my boss. Let's check news in the morning, 6:31. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter weather advisory is set for tomorrow. It'll run from 6 a.m. through noon for the area. At this point, the National Weather Service predicts a wet snow with accumulations between 2 and 4 inches. The warning says the morning commute could be impacted. Forecasters this year are doing things differently when it comes to temperatures and alerts.
They've surveyed the public, and they said, do you understand what this alert means and what that alert means? And most of the public says, no, we really don't know the difference. So that's why they embarked on this multi-year plan to simplify their alerts.
Meteorologist Justin Lowe says they're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings, and they'll be using different terminology. Again, a winter weather advisory for tomorrow. Racine County voters go back to the polls tomorrow. It's the special election vote for the county executive position. The primary is tomorrow, and the final election will be on December 19th. The position is open due to the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The primary election features four candidates, Lorenzo Santos, Wendy Christensen, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The two top candidates from the primary will move on to the final election in December. Some Kenosha County voters will be asked in February if they want to up spending by $115 million. The Kenosha Unified School Board last night approved the money request referendum to be presented to taxpayers in February. The district wants an extra $23 million a year, with a good chunk used to boost school security. If passed, it would result in an estimated property tax increase of just over $300 a year for a home valued at $250,000. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We all know that turkey is generally the center of attention when it comes to Thanksgiving. But are you open to options? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. We've got one of those options next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
What about a Thanksgiving ham? According to economists at CoBank, some consumers have moved away from preparing a whole turkey for Thanksgiving, and ham is capturing a larger part of the protein purchases. Nick Vorpagel has seen it himself. He's a third-generation butcher at Lake Geneva Country Meats.
We have some people that want a boneless ham. We have some people that want a spiral-sliced ham. We have people that are maybe a smaller group or some, you know, part of the group doesn't like it, and they'll get ham steaks, which are just like beautiful, easy to cook. And then we have a lot of people that get like a pork loin roast, or maybe there's even people that will do smoked jowls, smoked hocks, and make really rich stews or soups that they like to have for Thanksgiving. It's people that still want to have all those flavors around Thanksgiving, your mashed potatoes and gravy, your cranberry sauce, your stuffing, all of those things. And pork goes really well with that if you don't want to do turkey.
There you go. A Thanksgiving option, courtesy of Nick Vorpagel, third-generation butcher at Lake Geneva Country Meats.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
And the Wisconsin State Fair has begun accepting applications for the 2025 Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Awards. It's a very prestigious honor going to families that have kept their homes or farms in the family for 100 or 150 years. To qualify for the award, families are required to provide proof of continuous family ownership of a property in the state of Wisconsin for either the last 100 or 150 years. Everyone will be recognized Tuesday, August 5th during the Wisconsin State Fair. That's a quick update on Food News for Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles this morning. Could see a few flurries by later this afternoon. Our high 46 with wind west at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 here later this afternoon. Tonight, light snow showers, breezy, low of 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers, windy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
This is how I grew up. Our high school mascot was a gopher. Like, my self-esteem wasn't low enough in high school. We had to cheer for a rodent. What is that? Out there at the big games. We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We can burrow. How about you? Don't mess with us. We'll rip up your golf course. Whenever I go home, I like to look at my high school yearbook because I like to look at the people that used to intimidate me. That's the best. I look through, it's like, wow, Beth was the homecoming queen. Now she's the trailer park queen. Woo! In your high school yearbook, it's so great because the stuff people wrote in there, very sincere. I want to like call people based on what they wrote in my yearbook. Like I haven't talked to them since, just call them up. Hey Susan, what's going on? This is Laura. What am I doing? Staying sweet, just like you said. Yeah, thanks for the advice. It is really working out for me. Hey Susan, I have a question. Are you still with Corey Trapper Mullins? No. Oh, says here forever. That's too bad.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a time.
The deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, snow-crested brown, without no steam or night over.
Girls, the child of romance,
she'll be a true love of mine.
Strands and polishes of gun.
She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle willow's
blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill and gather. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives.
Simon and Garfunkel, Parsley Sage. Hey, it's 620. Local news and time this hits WRJN. Looking for a chance of showers today, but becoming sunny later on with a high near 47, and that's it. And it's rain and snow showers tonight. Lows 31. Rain and snow showers tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches possible with a high near 41. Currently, it's 44 with showers around Radio Park. It's not raining here, though. Around Radio Park, they say there's some showers, but just cloudy where we are. Hey, a car thief was caught by police after trying to hide in a porta potty on a golf course. Now, a golfer saw him go in, and in an apparent attempt to trap him, he pushed the whole thing over. It worked. Now, the question is, whose police car is he going to sit in? Grazing in the grass is a gas. Hugh Masekela, 641, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Into the grass is gas. 644 local news and timeless hits to WRJN. In space news, the James Webb Telescope found a planet where it actually rains sand. When you find one that rains gold, let me know. It's 644. Here's Mary Wells and My Guy.
Nothing you can nothing. my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who can take me away from my God.
My God.
There's not a man today.
Take me away from my God. It's 6:47. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Chance of showers today, but becoming sunny later on with a high near 47. Rain and snow showers possible tonight. Lows around 31. Rain and snow showers 1 to 2 inches possible tomorrow with a high near 41. I just located the snow shovel here at the station. Put it by the front door just in case. Right now, we've got some showers around the area, but it's just cloudy here. 44 degrees at Radio Park. Well, two college kids in Oklahoma named Sean Roberts and Chance Jackson have been living in a retirement home instead of the college dorm rooms. They're both studying music in exchange for doing regular performances at the home. They get to stay rent-free. Residents love it. Now, the University of Tulsa launched the program last year. It's the second year they've done it. Rent-free, and all you have to do is put on a concert for the residents. Isn't that a great idea? I love that. 6:47, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
W-R-J-N. Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Mm-hmm. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart.
Read how many times I saw how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, and Knock Three Times. I once saw Tony Orlando in concert. It was at a theater in the Round, and he just put on, I'm telling you, it was one of the best performances I've ever seen, because not only did he sing the songs, but he was so interactive with the audience, and he was actually walking through the audience, and it was a circle theater, you know, I mean, it was a theater in the Round, and that's a tough way to perform. But I'm telling you, by the end of the night, the people were roaring. They didn't want him to leave. He put on one great performance, Tony Orlando. And, of course, he had a life before Dawn. He had a song called Bless You. Maybe we'll dig that up one of these days. Bless You. It was a hit. It wasn't a top hit, but it was a hit. And it put Tony Orlando on the map. And then he teamed up with Dawn. And the rest is history, right? It's 6:54, local news. And Timeless Hits right here.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
Some timeless hits with Hermits. Hermits, what a wonderful world. Is there anything Spirit Airlines doesn't charge for? Because they might need to start doing it soon. Spirit Airlines, you might have heard, filed for bankruptcy protection the other day. A low-budget airline hasn't turned a profit since 2019. They filed for Chapter 11 to restructure their debt. They racked up more than $2.2 billion of debt in the last 5 years alone. Now, if you're flying Spirit Airlines for the holidays, do not worry. They're not going out of business. It's the first major airline to go bankrupt since 2011, but it's not that unusual. American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and United Airlines all filed for bankruptcy at one point, and they're all still flying. 6:56, local news, timeless hits for you. And the Monkees, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You at WRJN.
Walk out, no, don't you walk out, we got things to say. Talk out, let's have the talk, talk, and things will be okay.
It's WRJN at 6:59. We're looking for a chance of showers. Becoming sunny, though, with a high near 47. Rain and snow showers tonight, and rain and snow showers tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches possible. Whoa. Showers and 44 degrees around the area. It's just cloudy right here now at Radio Park. Here's a fun fact for you. Planters Peanuts, founded in 1906, but the Mr. Peanut mascot didn't come along until 1916. That's when a 14-year-old schoolboy submitted the drawing to a trademark contest. He got a $5 prize for the winning sketch, which doesn't sound like a lot now, but it was about $150 in today's money. And get this, the founder of Planters also paid for the young man and his four siblings to go to college. A free